Once again, I'm Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for June 7th, 2019. Let's jump into the TV news, guys, and it's an interesting update today for all of the TVs and the movies and the stuff. First off, we're going to talk a little bit about Halo over on Showtime. Recently, 343 Industries head Kiki Wolfkill, the company that makes the video game portion of Halo, she did an interview and she was talking about the show, and it was just an interesting kind of update in that they're trying to make a show that is Game of Thrones level of character development and plot, so all of the depths and the deep dives and all of the things, just without all of the brother-sister love. So definitely going to be a different take on a very familiar property, because what we know of Halo is very much one point of view. You are Master Chief, well, and aside from some of the periphery games, by and large, though, you are Master Chief, and that is the sole point of view you get. So if that's the case, if they are really going for this angle of storytelling, there's going to be a massive expansion to the Halo universe. Next, we're going to talk some cancellations on the TVs. First up is the sci-fi cancellations. We have two really big ones. First is Deadly Class. This series was actually... It kind of baffles me that this one got canceled because it has such a buzz around it. But lo and behold, this is the final series, final season rather. There were only two seasons and now it's done and over with. That just seems very strange. The other one that seems very strange is Happy. Also only got two seasons. And this one also has a whole bunch of buzz around it. I can't imagine the ratings were so low. No word, aside from potentially just ratings, as to why either of these series were canceled, but they are no longer a thing on the Sci-Fi Network. Also, no word as to whether or not they are going to be shopping either of these shows around. The production crew, the production staff on either show, no word if they're going to be shopping these shows around to other networks, perhaps directly to Netflix, because Netflix did pick up the Happy syndication, so perhaps now they'll just buy it outright. Who knows? It is an Image comic property, so we don't have to worry about that whole Netflix Marvel relationship getting in the way. So maybe there might be further life for Happy, potentially even for Deadly Class as well, but only the future will tell. And so we're moving on next to another huge cancellation. This one is from the DC Universe app. After the very first episode, apparently Swamp Thing has been canceled. Now, Swamp Thing has kind of been tied up in a lot of issues with its funding. There was a rumor for a while, immediately following the announcement of the cancellation, that there was some shady business going on with a grant that they received from the state of North Carolina. That has nothing to do with the actual cancellation. They were kind of still a little vague as to why it got canceled, though... Being as this first season cost them something akin to $85 million to produce, it very likely is just money, though not, again, directly related to that grant that there was some snafu related to it. The entire first season will air as planned, as the amended plan goes anyway, because originally it was supposed to be 13 episodes. Shortly before it actually went into production, they cut it back from 13 to 10. So we will be seeing all 10 episodes on the DC Universe app. And also, part of this decision apparently has something to do with the AT&T buyout of Warner Brothers. And so... With all of the streaming services that are coming down the pipeline and the Warner Brothers streaming service, there is a question as to where the DC Universe app fits into their streaming plan going forward. So we might be actually seeing a lot more cancellations on the DC Universe side. Now we're going to jump headfirst into movie news, and there's a lot of rumors that we're talking about again, so salt shakers at the ready. We are first talking about Halloween 3, maybe? The follow-up to last year's Halloween movie. It seems that Jason Blum is talking with Jamie Lee Curtis about stuff. No specifics as to what that stuff is. The people over at IO9 definitely seem to think that it does have something to do with the sequel to last year's Halloween movie. Which would then again be something like Halloween 3, even though the previous movie was only called Halloween, but it was technically a sequel to the original Halloween, and so much confusion. Let's move on. Next, we're talking about The Rock's Black Adam movie, which is very slowly taking steps forward, and the step that they just took is securing a director. Not 100% done yet, though, I'm going to read this from the notes because this is a very tricky name to say. The name is Jaume Colette Serra? Something? Sorry for the goofy accent. He was the director that just finished up Jungle Cruise with The Rock, so The Rock and he already have a relationship, which definitely bodes well for it being him that signs on the dotted line to be the director. His previous work is not comic book related, so that could be a good thing. He's also done a couple of mediocre horror movies, though nothing of in his filmography screams, "I'm the next big thing!" So definitely going to be interested to see how this develops. Next, all of you Simon Pegg and Nick Frost fans can rejoice along with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. They are celebrating their 20th year as business partners, and as a means of celebrating, they just sold their first proper horror movie, not Shaun of the Dead, that was a comedy horror movie. This sounds more like an actual horror movie called Svelta. It's going to be in the slasher vein of horror. And if their ode to horror the first time is any indication of what they're going to be bringing to the table, this definitely could breathe a little bit more life into the already quasi-reanimated corpse of the subgenre for slasher films. Definitely very interested to see what Nick Frost, because Nick Frost will be penning the script for it, and Orion Pictures is who has picked it up for production. Our last piece of notes for this episode in movies, guys, is more Marvel rumors. We got some... It's been a really interesting week. Let's just put it that way for Marvel rumors. All of these rumors are definitely coming from multiple sources, some of them more reliable than others, so I just am going with the ones that I can kind of quantify from multiple sources. So first up is the MCU, kind of a meta statement for the MCU. They are reportedly trying to figure out who the next big bad in the universe is going to be. Now that Thanos has been taken care of, if you will, they want to know, they need another big character that can kind of take that weight on his shoulders. And the rumor is that they are eyeing Norman Osborn for that part. So the Green Goblin could be our next major villain in the MCU. Now, again, this is very, very much rumor. Though, with the Sony deal coming up to be renegotiated very, very soon, it sounds like Marvel might be wanting to add more characters to their bi-partnership, the bipartisan partnership, whatever, however you need to phrase that, the cooperation between the two studios. They're looking to add more characters than just Spider-Man to the roster from which they can pull. So it makes sense that they would go for a big villain there to bring in the Sonyverse a little closer to the chest, like Feige is wont to do. Our next big set of rumors, and again, there is a bunch of rumors floating around right now as far as what Phase 4 is going to actually look like. We already know a list of movies that's going to be in Phase 4, Black Panther 2, Black Widow, Captain Marvel 2, all of these things we know are happening sometime in Phase 4, potentially in Phase 5, but nothing has been set, and again, Feige is going to make that official announcement later this summer. So what we have right now that is coming from multiple sources is the new Avengers. They are looking to put together another Avengers team. It's not going to be the same Avengers team, but it is definitely going to be an Avengers team from what all of the rumors are saying. And as far as source material is concerned, it seems that they're looking to pull from either New Avengers, Young Avengers, or Dark Avengers, which we have actually talked about before on Generally Nerdy. So that's definitely a very interesting thing. There is some Thor stuff going about, but until I can substantiate that from another couple sources, That is not getting any in-depth conversation, but that is what we have for movies for today's episode, guys. Thank you, nerds, for joining me once again in this episode. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics, plus other nerdy bits, as well as Comic-Con and movie reviews and all that jazz, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, and we will see you next time.